a few months later, I was up here painting over here in my little house, painting a room, and I happened to pick a rag up, and I wiped some paint on my hand, and it's just, and I thought, wow, there must be a needle in that rag. And so I kind of looked around in it, and I didn't see nothing, so I went to Rob again, and gunned me again. I said, that needle's still in there. I flopped that table thing out on the table and laid it out and mashed it out flat, and there was a great big old red wasp in there. I just said, bam, mashed him with the palm of my hand. I said, okay, now then, Father, in Jesus' name, you said in Mark 16, 18, no deadly poison to hurt me. I got two of these stings on my finger right now, both of them's hurting. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I did it just about like that, and nothing happened. It just kept on hurting. I said, Father, your word said, and that's all I got out. And the pain was completely gone. I could just see him now sitting there, you really believe that? I'm going to put you to the test today. You really believe my word? Really? You really believe it? Yes, Lord, I believe it. He said, okay, then no problem. See, I called him, Father, your word said. When you call the king in remembrance of his word, what does he always do? He shows up. The king shows up for his word. Did he say no deadly poison shall hurt you? Amen. And then look what else he said. You shall lay hands on the sick and maybe, oh, we sure don't read that like it, the church don't read that like it's written, do we? We fail in that area miserably. I did for many, many, many years. But does that say we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well? In other words, if somebody gets rid of their sins, if they repent of their sins and I reach up and lay hands on them in the name of Jesus and it's done. It's really that simple. You know that? Now, do you believe you can do that? You didn't say that very positively, girl. Okay, let's be a little more positive here. Let's don't have this light stuff here. Let's somebody ask you a question about God's word. Do you believe you can do it? You ought to jump up and say, yes, I can, because I'm a daughter of the king.
Yes.
Is that, you agree with that?
Amen.
That's the way we need to do it. But see, we're this little wimpy Christian. We're a bunch of wimps in the church. Oh, are you one of them Christians? Wow, shh. Don't say it very loud. Oh, give me a break. I mean, let's go to that scripture in James 5. Let's go to James 5, 14, 15, and 16, and let's see what in fact, the first man I ever saw get healed of terminal cancer, this is the scripture God gave me to do for him. And we did this. Now, I was a Southern Baptist, and I had never seen a healing in my life. And this guy has stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer. And I think that I'm going to get him healed with a bottle of olive oil and the Word of God. Yeah, I was just stupid enough to believe that God's Word was true. And I prayed over that man in 1986, and the guy's still alive and well today. Is any sick among you? Who does that include? Is that you? Is that you, John? Any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Do we have any elders in the church? Right here's one. I'm an elder. I mean, I'm only 17 years old, but I qualify for an elder, let me tell you. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just, we don't pray over them in the name of Allah, do we? No, we don't pray over them in the name of Buddha, do we? We don't pray over them in the name of Muhammad. We pray over them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And the prayer of faith might save the sick. Not much difference between might and shall, is there? A whole lot. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. There was a young man down at the seminary asked me a question. They said, we did that for my granddad, and he was a deacon in the Baptist church, and we did that, and he died anyway. What's your answer? What would be your answer? That's exactly right. They don't have any faith. They didn't like that. They didn't want to hear that. But we had faith. I said, no, you didn't. If you'd have had faith, that man would have got well. If you had to believe God's word, I said, this is what happens. We anoint somebody with oil. And then we make this statement. Now, God, if it be your will, heal my grandfather. I said, that will kill that whole verse. You know that? Do you hear any faith in God if it be your will? When he's given you what his will is? What did he say his will was right there? Was it healing? He said it shall. It shall happen. Isn't that what he said, brother? So if he made a promise, a statement, it shall come to pass, it's up to you and me to believe that, right? If you and me believe it, what's going to happen when we pray and anoint them with oil? They're going to get healed. I mean, when somebody comes down and we pray for them and anoint them with oil, they ought to go out here praising God and dancing all the way saying, praise God, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Is that what they should do? Amen. I mean, the next day, they're so sick they can't hardly get out of bed, but they're laying there saying, praise God, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. That's just like this little woman that came to our church, preached in this church for me here a few years ago. She was a Baptist with 54 years old. She'd had 13 surgeries in her life, and now she's got terminal cancer, and she's going to die. And somebody come along like me, it wasn't me, but somebody like me that was a faith teacher, told her these things, and that she didn't have to die. She could live if she wanted to. It was her choice as a daughter of the King. She'd never heard that in her life. So as she began to lock onto these promises, she began to stand on these promises, and she began to say, laying there in her bed, thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed, which means I am. Lord, thank you. And then her little Baptist friends would come over and say, Emily, how are you doing today? She'd, praise God, I'm healed. I'm walking, I'm running and playing. They'd walk off and say, you know, poor Miss Emily, she's lost her man. You see her in there in that bed, she's lost her man. She says she's healed. But look at her, she's so sick she can't get up. It took Emily a year to overcome that terminal cancer. But after a year of standing on God's word, that little woman was completely healed. And when she preached at my church, she was 75 years old, and she preached about 3 hours and then prayed for people for about the next six. And I'm telling you, that ain't bad for a 75-year-old woman. But she got a hold of the word of God. Boy, you talk about praying a prayer of faith for you. Ooh, that woman is something else. I mean, you know, boy, she'll get a hold of you and slang you around. And she'll kick that devil right out of you. You better not tell her after she prays for you, you think I'm healed? Man, she'll grab you and slang you around again. What do you mean, you unbelief? Now then, unbelief, it's the biggest critter in the church. Unbelief. Unbelief. Look at that. Is any sick among you? Who does that include? Is that all of us? Yeah, then God said these promises are not for not yes very often, right? Just every once in a while his answers are yes. All the time. So why is it so many people have so much trouble getting healed? They don't believe. Unbelief. Unbelief is a major problem in the church, is it not? Well, I think that elders there would be a group of men that were seasoned in the word. Now, you might have some men that were elders as young as 30 years old. You know, I mean, these men been raised in church. They had great daddies that taught them the word of God. Maybe even 25. I mean, if by the time they're 25, they've seen the working power of God, they've heard it all their life, they've been in church, they've seen God's power, and they can now know that it's Jesus that's doing this and not them. Because Paul warned us about giving this anointing, this power, to too young of a man, because he said their pride will get in the way, and then they'll come under power of the devil. You know, so if a young man, 25 or 30, finds out that, you know, he can go out and lay hands on the sick and cast out devils, sometimes they get flamboyant. You know, they get wild, you know, and they start wearing big fancy suits and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And you may have seen a few of them around, you know, and when you come up, they're going to push you down. You know, I don't believe in that stuff, you know. I mean, if God puts you on the floor, that's okay. But you won't never see me grab you by the head and shove you down. If you walk back 3 steps, you don't fall down, I'll run up and grab you again, push you down on the floor. I've had people come here with back injuries because they got pushed down by a preacher somewhere. I don't believe in that stuff. If God wants to put you on the floor, he can put you on the floor. But he'll lay you down without any injury to your body. I can tell you that for sure. Now, like I say, in this ministry, that's not something God has ever done. You know, I mean, I go lots of places, and in the churches I go to, they have catchers, but I ain't never had to use one of them yet. But I sure have seen a lot of people get healed. You know, a lot. So, is it falling on the floor that gets you healed? No, it's faith that gets you healed. After you repent of your sins, it's faith that gets you healed. So, according to these scriptures that we got up here, let's look at a couple more of these before we quit. Let's go to Psalms 107, verse 17 through 21. Let's see what this says. 107, 17. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Now, do you want to be a fool and get sick? No. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of their distress. Now, isn't He a good God? I mean, here He's calling us a fool, and we go into sin, and we get sick and afflicted, and then we cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of our distress. He sent His word and healed them. See, His word, we've been going over His word today, His promises, that's His word that He's sending to tell you that I've healed you. It's a done deal. All you got to do is believe it. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, if you get into being a fool with God and He has to afflict you with something, all you got to do is repent and get back in right standing with God and then come back to Him and ask Him to heal you according to some of these mighty promises He's put in there, and He'll do it, won't He? He says He will. Isn't He a loving God? I'll tell you, the other day I was talking to a pastor. He called me and he said, Pastor, my wife and I is having trouble. And he said, I've been listening to your teaching and I thought that we need to call you and talk to you. I said, okay, what's the problem? And he said, well, my wife's talking about leaving me. I said, leaving you? I said, what did you do? Well, he said, I kind of committed adultery. I said, okay, you kind of committed adultery. I said, was it a woman in your church? Well, yeah, not just a woman. Said it was three different women. Kind of committed adultery? Three different women in his church? I said, does your wife know about this? Yes. He said, that's the problem. She does know about it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.